This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. You find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely CHRCH, churchonline.com, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to share just a little bit of reflections I had. I was looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and there's just one particular phrase that jumped out at me. But always, you always have to look at the context, what is being said. And this, of course, is the Apostle Paul writing to that church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians, he's laying out a lot of challenges that were going on, a lot of things that they had going wrong in their church. And Paul had to call them out on a few things. But then in the last part of it, there's some practical advice. And then in chapter 15, it starts out with this incredible presentation of the gospel. He spells it out as succinctly as you possibly could. And then in light of the gospel, he reflects on who he is. And I think that that's a really interesting way to view this. It starts like this. 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm just going to read 9 through 11 and just some ideas, reflections on this little section. It starts out, "For I am the least of the apostles, whom I'm not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and you believed." I love this little, this just one single paragraph in my Bible, just a simple little phrase, again, reflecting on who he is in light of the gospel. The first line, verse 9, says that I'm the least of the apostles. I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. So you'd say, in light of the gospel, his first reaction is, this is who I was. This is the person I was, and I'm not worthy to be the person that I am. And then, verse 10, it starts out, but by the grace of God. And in fact, verse 10, it says grace three times. By his grace, by the grace of God. See, in light of the gospel, that's the truth of every one of us, isn't it? In light of what Jesus did, and of course, the gospel, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus dies on the cross. Jesus buried in that rock-cut tomb. 3 days later, the stone is rolled away. And in light of what Jesus did, who are we? We are sinners. In Paul's case, persecuting the church of God. Could he get any more against Jesus than that? I know all of us, we would reflect back on those times in our lives when we were against Christ. I don't know, maybe you grew up in the church and you could never think of a time, but for many of us, there were times when we were not part of the body of Christ, and we reflect back on that. And the thought process is like Paul's, I'm not even worthy to be called what I am, but by the grace of God. Those words so deep. And you hear what he says. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, a apostle, but a persecutor. You ever think about that? From persecutor to apostle. From extremist to evangelist, from his cruelty against the people of God to his compassion for the unsaved. That's the but by the grace of God statement. So thinking about our own lives, what is my but by the grace of God statement? I think about in my own life, there was definitely a distinctive moment in my life when I surrendered and said, Lord, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. But before that, yes, there were moments when I was against the church, against the people of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul says it. I am now the apostle, once persecutor. My life, I would say, I was once against Christ. I made fun of people of faith. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now I am someone who absolutely proclaims the gospel as much as I can. I'm an individual who loves the Word of God. At one time, I thought the Word of God was just this group of fictional stories put together to help people cope with stuff. Today, I'm the first one to tell you I believe it. I believe every word of it. I believe in the truth of God's Word so much that it is the center of my life. That's that phrase, but by the grace of God. And then can we accept it? Because Paul did. I am what I am. Because of the grace of God, I am what I am. I can admit that I was once a persecutor of the church, but now I am what I am. And then the second part of this, and his grace toward me was not in vain. In other words, he saved me, and I'm not going to let him down. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace which was with me. In other words, I'm working hard. I'm trying to just not pay back what God has done, but just be worthy, because Paul uses that phrase, worthy of the gospel. But it's not about me, not yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Three times, Paul says it is the grace. The unmerited favor is one of those phrases that we use, meaning we didn't deserve it, not a single one of us. But God's grace reaches down and touches us and changes everything about our identity. And then, of course, verse 11, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach and so you believed. The results of him being changed is this group in Corinth, but it's about all of the groups that the Apostle Paul preached to. But then he says it so well. It's not just about me, though. So whether it was I or they, whether it was me or somebody else, we preached and you believed. That's that full circle kind of moment. This 9, 10, and 11 is just the full circle of Paul's life. A persecutor, not worthy to be called an apostle, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And then now I'm taking the message forward in such a way that when I preach or somebody else preaches, you believe. Now everyone who is receiving that message, the ones who believed, they have their own, but by the grace of God moment. When they were no longer the extremist, but now the evangelist. They're no longer cruel toward the people of God, but have compassion not only to the people of God, but to everyone. That's the thing that we see in this great transformation. But it all can be summarized in those little words, but by the grace of God. I don't know where you are today, but I don't know, maybe somebody needs to hear that. Maybe somebody needs to recognize that if they have not experienced the grace of God, today could be the very day. And it is such a simple thing to do. We just admit that we are, like the Apostle Paul, a sinner against God. But by his grace, he's calling us. He's calling out to us again, maybe even today, saying, come to me, follow me. Those words that Jesus used. And maybe today is the day that you, by faith, receive that grace of God. And it is so simple to do. It's just a prayer away.